News Talk 1360, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now let's get to the tasty talk. Here's your host, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today two guys who schlepped all the way over here from downtown Carrboro, Mickey Maloney, Marshall Smith from Glass Half Full. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Delightful to be with you again this afternoon.
As always, you're one of my favorite guests. You know that.
Thank you. I agree with you completely.
Well, of course. I mean, you know how easy you are to talk to?
Well, like we've been saying, as we've waited for you to punch the buttons, I admire your craft at this.
Aww.
And it's always delightful to be back on Sideshow. So thank you for inviting Marshall and myself.
Well, anytime you want to come on, you just come right on. Marshall, welcome to Glass Half Full. You've not been there very long.
No, just a couple of months, but very happy to be at Glass Half Full and in the Carrboro area.
So you didn't just like pop out of a kitchen.
No, I didn't just pop out of a
back
kitchen.
Back up a little bit and yeah. Where'd you come from?
Well, I've been cooking professionally for almost 15 years now, mainly in the Raleigh area. I went to culinary school at New England Culinary Institute in Vermont.
I love that.
Beautiful area.
He didn't pick up much of a Vermont accent, did he?
No, thank God.
It's still Raleigh, I believe.
Raleigh, yeah. And I spent about 6 months in the south of France in a one Michelin star restaurant as part of my internship.
Really?
Yeah. That was really nice.
Where in the south of France?
In Chambéry. The restaurant was called L'Essentiel.
Oh.
Under Master Chef Jean-Michel Bouvier.
Nice. Easy for him to say, isn't it? Jean-Michel Bouvier.
Very nice.
How far from Nice was that?
It was probably about 2 to 3 hours north of Nice, but we were about closer to Lyon, about an hour southeast of Lyon.
The gastronomic capital of France.
How did you stumble on – how did that – was that an internship or was
it
that –
It was an internship.
Through Necky.
Through Necky. However, I actually was given the opportunity through a couple of chefs that I'd worked for in Raleigh as well. It just kind of happened that I ended up in the same restaurant they were going to send me to. So.
Did you grow up in Raleigh?
More or less. I've lived in Raleigh since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, my family moved down here from central Pennsylvania when I was very little. So.
Yeah, I don't – you got it. I mean, if you moved here when you were five, you can forget the Pennsylvania stuff.
Pretty much.
Don't you think?
It's a distant memory at this point.
Mickey, where'd you grow up?
I'm a New Yorker.
Now, you didn't move here when you were five.
No, it was somewhat after that, but I have been here a long time, early 70s at this point.
Well, then you're practically a
– I feel like North Carolina is my home now.
Yeah. Certainly when you've paid the taxes and all that stuff.
Definitely. We were just up in Brooklyn visiting our daughter in Williamsburg, and it does give you a good thrill to be back
in New York.
The New Yorkers, yeah.
There's something about – there's an energy level you don't find anywhere ever. I always say – you might as well just open your wallet and empty it out going across the bridge.
It's truly amazing. We headed up there with the idea that we were going to be as thrifty as possible. The idea quickly vanishes.
It doesn't happen.
There's too many temptations.
Well, you can't walk out the door up there that it doesn't cost you $20.
Precisely.
I mean, even when I lived there, you just stuck a 20 in your pocket because – you
every
knew.
Beer is $20.
Okay, so you come back from France. How old were you when you went to?
When I was in France, I was 26.
So do you remember your – what was the moment at which you said, nah, not going to be an accountant. Cooking is my life.
Well, it wasn't until – I was actually going to school at NC State and had changed majors several times. Started in computer science and just knew that sitting in front of a computer that the rest of my days was not what I wanted to do. But it also, from the time I was a teenager, told myself that I didn't want to work in restaurants until I decided to try it.
Did you say that because you had worked in one or you just saw your friends get hooked in?
I'm not sure why. I just
What was your first job?
Maybe there was. My first job was actually detailing cars.
And then what was your first restaurant job?
My first restaurant job was at Michael Dean's in Raleigh. And I kind of went in and when I applied, didn't know what position I wanted to do. It's more or less I'll do whatever, wait tables, bus tables, cook.
Uh-huh.
And they put me in the kitchen making salads and desserts. And
did they?
After about a couple weeks, I was like, you know, I kind of like this. And
thank you, Rocky Top Hospitality.
Yes, thank you, Rocky Top Hospitality.
Is that who owns that?
Mm-hmm. They were very good to me over the years. I've worked
how long were you there?
10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what – so after salads, what did you –
Well, I worked my way up through all the positions in about 6 months and was even made it up to the sous chef within a year. It just kind of came naturally to me. I enjoyed the flow and the excitement of the kitchen.
And was it at points during that were you starting to make up recipes in your head and saying, yeah. I wonder how this would taste? And
yeah, the chef I worked with at the time was a man named Robbie. And he would kind of pull things together that were kind of laying around and kind of do mystery basket type things for me. And
The mystery that he would give you and say, then prepare something.
Yeah, come up with a special for tonight using just this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The whole special for the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And how often did you hit a winner that they used?
Fairly often. 50% of the time it was a good one.
His percentage is much better now.
Yes.
How do you still get a mystery basket? I mean, that could be a fun thing.
It would be a fun theme.
I mean, it would, yeah. You know. I mean, people love that Iron Chef stuff where they never know what they're going to have to do.
Right.
I mean, people say to me, I should go on Top Chef. No way. I mean.
It's pressure packed.
It is. Or Next Food Network star.
Yeah.
I can't think that quick. I have to stand there and mull and do I have this?
Yeah.
And do I really want to do that? I can't. Yeah. That's too much pressure.
Yeah, I do better if I have a little bit more time to think about it than right on the spot. But I can do both.
Do you remember the first time that you cooked for your family and they said, oh, my gosh, we have a star in the family?
Yeah, actually, it was – and it was the simplest thing. I just made chicken fajitas for my family when I was about it's actually before I started working in a kitchen. That was probably about
There's nothing wrong with that. Well, we're going to have to go to break in a second. Talking with the gentleman from Glass Half Full, Mickey Maloney, Marshall Smith. Give us a little bit of a scoop on Glass Half Full. Where address, web address, all that stuff, Mickey?
I'd be happy to, Deborah. We are located at 106 South Greensboro Street, right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. We're across from the Open Eye Cafe. Lots of parking. Come on down. We have a website, www.glasshalffull.net, so you can check out the menu and please come see us.
One of my favorite places, you know that. Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table today Mickey Maloney, Marshall Smith, Chef Marshall Smith from Glass Half Full in Carrboro. And you were in Raleigh.
Yep.
How did you make the leap to Carrboro?
Saw an ad on Craigslist that a small locally owned restaurant was looking for a chef.
That was us.
Just so happened to be Glass Half Full. I was very excited, actually, when I found out it was Glass Half Full because it's the type of restaurant I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So then just kind of went from there.
We put him through a rigorous performance evaluation, Deborah, where he truly impressed the ownership, made some really delicious food, and we went from there.
I want to volunteer to be on your tasting staff.
I think that would be fantastic. Hopefully it won't be for a while.
I know. Are you 2 months, right?
2 months.
2 months. And did you walk into did you walk into it expecting to have to make any changes at any point, menu changes and stuff, or was that kind of you're going to like just float in, see how it goes, and then start putting your mark on it?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to start kind of soft and get my head wrapped around the restaurant and the business before I started making any changes. Mm-hmm. You know, some things you don't want to fix things that aren't broken.
So. Like those burgers.
Right. I almost made the mistake of trying to change them.
He tried.
And realized very quickly that it was probably not a good idea.
It's like
to
taking
mess
the
with that.
Shrimp and grits off at Crooks, yeah. Or the picnic plate, yeah. Or, you know, some the yeah. sea
there
bass.
There are some sacred offerings that cannot be messed with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so what do you consider a sacred offering at Glass?
Well, we were discussing a little bit of this yesterday in preparation for Marshall's appearance here today, and pate, I think, is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The burgers, as we've mentioned, people like the fries a fair amount.
Yes.
I think everything else, we've had a beet salad on the menu
salad.
For quite a while that people have really enjoyed, but everything else we like to think of is seasonal and subject to change with the food in the market.
Do you have a new menu coming out, or have you been slowly putting new things?
Yeah.
Is your marks thus far sort of been in the daily specials?
Yes, we've done a lot of weekend specials, and have changed probably about half of the menu right by now. I'm actually going to be introducing some more changes to the menu tomorrow, but it's kind of been a slow process. It kind of as food come in, new foods come into the market, and that's. Especially heading into the summer, there's a lot of new exciting ingredients coming in every couple of weeks. So it's a fun time of year.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Bill Smith and Gene Hamer were here, and we were talking about the 30th birthday of Crooks. And one of the things that came up was how they were dealing with an early season because of the weather and having to push all sorts of menu items forward, and that people will start coming in expecting what they normally get in the summer, and they've peaked.
Right.
Are you noticing?
Yeah, especially with like the local asparagus and strawberry season started very early this season, which we were doing a great salad of the local strawberries and asparagus, cucumbers, feta cheese, and some charred red onion with the strawberry vinaigrette. It was a big hit, but, you know, asparagus season's done, and strawberries maybe have another week.
And it's early for that, isn't it?
It's very early.
Do you think this means we'll get tomatoes earlier and for longer this year?
I actually started seeing some tomatoes yesterday at the market. So, yeah, I think they're right around the corner.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you shop the Carborough Market and the market at University Mall, or just one?
I've primarily just been going to the one here in Carborough, but I would like
Wednesdays
to go
and Saturdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays. I would like to go check out the other one. Still being new to the area, still kind of finding my way around. So,
well, you know, there's plenty of room for everybody in the local markets, and
definitely.
I did notice a sign that said tomatoes, but I was in the far left lane and passed it before I could turn in and go back, and I thought, well, that's something to check out Saturday morning. Mm-hmm.
I've even seen peaches coming out, which I think is really early for that. Usually don't see
those. They're probably still coming from a bit further south.
Probably further south.
Well, Bill was talking about his honeysuckle sorbet.
I was just going to mention.
That, you know, what do you do? And the soft shell crabs?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. And, I mean.
Yeah. It's a challenge for the chef.
It is, isn't it?
There'll be some new items coming in before long.
It's a fun challenge. I mean, when you constantly have things changing like that.
Have you gotten good feedback from customers?
We have. And, Deborah, I got to tell you, one of the great delights of being in the front of the house is you stand at the host station and say goodbye to customers and have them just unsolicited comment on what a wonderful meal they've had. It makes you feel real good about what you're doing and the amazing job Marshall and his staff in the kitchen. Tony Del Sarto, his sous chef, Kellen, John, they've been with us for a while now, so I want to give a shout out to that really good crew we have in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're very grateful for the response that the community has had to Glass Half Full now that we've been there for 5 years.
When's your five-year birthday?
It was last March.
Was it really?
Yes. And I think we're withholding a major celebration till the 10th anniversary.
The 10th. So this would be your sixth year.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of my favorite places. I know that it's always going to be consistent, that I'm always going to be surprised, and I'm always delighted by the wine list. And I think, you know, one of my favorite aspects of it is the ability to get different size pours.
Right. We do a little 3-ounce portion of all the wines on the wine list. Everything is open, in addition to the regular size glass and the bottles, of course. So I'm glad you appreciate that.
No, feature. Yeah, because that way you get to try a wine you might not normally try, and you're not committing to a full glass of it should you get it and say, this is good. I wasn't kind of in the mood for this.
It allows us to be a little bit more experimental, too, with the wines that we list.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of goes along well with the size of our dishes, too, because you get to also try multiple different small plates, and you can get the 3-ounce pour of wine to pair with multiple dishes as well.
Well, thank you for your kind words. We appreciate your patronage.
Well, you know what? I would be out there more often if I was like a rich woman and could go out to eat. Y'all would be on my hit list once a week.
Yeah. Or if we had Mickey Hart playing drums out on the patio.
You know, you read my vlog, don't you? Or if
I do.
How about I come play drums out on your patio?
Once you get your bongos, we'll invite you.
My congas. Now, I'm not going for the little bongos.
Okay.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm talking with Mickey Maloney and Marshall Smith from Glass Half Full. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes Kidzoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Have around my table today the gentleman from Glass Half Full, Chef Marshall Smith, owner Mickey Maloney.
Yes.
And yes, you know who you are.
I do.
Sometimes. I love you. It's always such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Deborah. Pleasure to be here.
Y'all just did a Farm to Fork event.
Last Sunday we did the Farm to Fork event. We were paired with Witted Bowers Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really fun event out near Hillsboro. Lots of restaurants, lots of farmers just getting together and bringing what the farmers do to the table for everybody to eat.
It sounds like you enjoyed it so much that you're looking at doing some other stuff with them?
Yes, I've talked to the farmers, and we're going to probably the end of June at some point when we start getting some corn and tomatoes and all the fun and summer ingredients. We'll do a little farm dinner at the restaurant.
That'll be wonderful. Let me know about that.
Yeah, we definitely will, and we'll put a notice on our website so people can see.
Do y'all have an email sign up?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so tell everybody go sign up, and you'll get information.
You can do that off the website, too.
I guess I need to do that. Y'all need to let me know about things you've got coming up so I can help you talk about them and get them out there.
Yeah, we're also getting ready, planning some demos out at the Carborough Farmers Market and also the South Point. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they have a wonderful program out there. People really respond to.
Yeah,
I've not been to South Point, and I need to maybe do that this weekend.
I haven't been out there, but I've been invited to go out and do it.
Where is it? You don't know.
I'm not sure.
We'll Google it. Go Google it. Mm-hmm. All right, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to hit you with some quick fire.
Sure.
Who in culinary history would you most like to cook a meal with or spend an evening with?
Escoffier. I think it's
good answer.
He's the one that started all this.
He is, isn't he? He is. If you were an ice cream flavor.
If I were an ice cream
flavor?
What
would you be?
Fig and honey.
Oh.
Something he had in France.
Yeah, and I've never really gotten that out of my mind.
No, I had I want to say figs and honey and like on a yogurt ice cream in Greece. It was Dukes or Hellman's?
Dukes.
Beer or wine?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Equal opportunity. You can be.
Yeah, I would have to go equal on that. Depends on the
always have one glass of each in front of me.
You do?
At all significant occasions.
I'm learning to like beer. You know me, I don't drink beer. But I've kind of gotten really attached to Blue Moon?
I'd say if I'm just hanging out, beer. If it's with dinner, wine.
Hamburger or cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
Definitely. Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Pizza topping?
Ooh. I might actually have to be boring on this one and go pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Yeah. You looked kind of like a pepperoni boy. Go-to comfort food?
Go-to comfort food. Cream-dried beef on toast.
Whoa. I never heard that one before. No. That sounds so British. Signature dish?
My signature dish? I don't know that I have one. Maybe I haven't created
it. Now you need to create, because I'm going to ask you that again. Secret indulgence. That beef on toast.
His fiance.
Yeah.
Hey, love and love. You know, we could be talking about love. What's your favorite? What's your secret indulgence?
Gardening, I guess. Doesn't have to be a secret.
Yeah, food.
Food?
Yeah, things you. Tater tots or. No.
I'm a boring burger and fries guy.
Nothing wrong with that. No. Well, will y'all come back?
Absolutely.
Yes, we will. And we certainly thank you for inviting us.
Yes,
thank you.
Anytime.
To see you again.
You are always welcome.
We keep up with you on your blog. So
I love that. Simmer to sizzle. I'm simmering. Some days I simmer. Some days I sizzle.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Deborah.
You have been listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish with Deborah Miller is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.